Watch, Gaethje KOs Barboza in lightweight bout at UFC Philly. By AP on March 31, 2019. Philadelphia, AP, Justin Gaethje knocked out Edson Barboza in one of the more electric first-round finishes in recent UFC history to win a pivotal lightweight bout on Saturday night. Gaethje, 20-2, was the crowd favorite and had 10,000 fans going wild from the moment his entrance music hit the Wells Fargo Center. He turned into the biggest Broad Street bully of the season and had the crowd chanting Gaethje, Gaethje, throughout the main event. Well, as briefly as it lasted. Gaethje and Barboza exchanged a flurry of blows that brought some life to a listless crowd and had them on their feet. Gaethje connected on a stiff right that floored Barboza and was worth the price of admission. Gaethje rushed Barboza but was quickly waved off by the referee and declared the winner. He performed a backflip off the top of the octagon and then draped himself in the American flag and sat on the top of the opposite side of the cage. Barboza, 20-7, pandered to the crowd by walking out to the Rocky theme "Gonna Fly Now" and still had them booing Philly sports' unofficial anthem. Gaethje won for the second straight time and called out a top 5 challenger for his next fight. "There are 5 or 6 guys in front of me. I want each and every one of them," he said. This marked the third time UFC held an event in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center. UFC ran most of its East Coast shows in New Jersey until an MMA ban was lifted in New York in 2016. The promotion now holds its biggest cards at Madison Square Garden or Barclays Center. Philadelphia hadn't been the site of a card since UFC 133 in August 2011. And the promotion's only other show was UFC 101 in August 2009. Michelle Waterson defeated Carolina Kowalkiewicz by unanimous decision in a 115-pound fight on the ESPN card. Waterson had the Philly crowd on her side from the moment she walked to the octagon and delivered a punishing performance in each round. She locked Kowalkiewicz in an armbar toward the end of the second round that had the crowd going wild and frothing for a potential tap-out. The 33-year-old Waterson scored another takedown in the third and connected on a stiff elbow to Kowalkiewicz's head with 45 seconds left to seal the decisive 30-27 victory. "I was really looking to take her down, but she was a lot better than I anticipated," Waterson said. "She's ranked top 6 in the world for a reason. As the fight went on, I think she was getting frustrated because every time she was coming in, I was catching her." Kowalkiewicz had called Waterson her idol and knew she'd have to dig deep to bury her personal feelings to score the win of her career. But the upbeat Waterson, who is one of the more likable fighters in UFC, took another step toward becoming a mother and an MMA champ. "I don't know who I want next, but someone in the top 5," she said. "I want someone that's going to get me closer to the gold." The card was loaded with fighters who all made the tourist stop at the Rocky Balboa statue at the base of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. They posted videos on social media of their arms raised in triumph like Rocky or running the steps like Philly's favorite fictional fighter. A diehard fan of the inspirational saga, Barboza was struck by emotion in his trip and texted photos to his father in Brazil. Paul Craig, who defeated Kennedine Sechgu via third-round submission on the second fight of the main card, got some laughs when he did his best Rocky impression. "Yo, Adrian, we did it, baby." UFC 101 in 2009 packed 17,500 fans into the arena for a $3.55 million gate. But interest in ticket sales lagged 10 years later in large part because of a lackluster card. Philly fans about booed Josh Emmett and Michael Johnson out of the arena in a fight where action stalled until Emmett's dramatic KO for the win, and it was clear the hardest hit of the day in the sports complex came instead from Philly's slugger Bryce Harper's 465-foot home run.